If your relationship isn't healing after infidelity, it's probably not for the reason that you think. Most people assume it's because you're talking about it too much, or you're not talking about it enough, or you need better communication, or you just need more time. But in reality, none of those are the actual issue. The main reason you're struggling is because after infidelity, your relationship isn't just strained. There's a genuine trauma that needs to be healed from and unpacked. So what happens is one person is flooded, anxious, hyper-aware, and the other person is defensive, overwhelmed, or shut down. And then you just try to both sit down and have a conversation. This is like trying to go to a petting zoo and pet the animals, but they're all bulls that are ready to charge at someone. Of course it turns into a fight. Of course it turns chaotic. And of course it goes in circles, because it's not just a communication problem. It's a regulation problem. Until you know how to make yourself feel safe, then conversations really just won't go anywhere. And because people don't feel safe, they don't approach honesty correctly. A lot of people think they're being honest after cheating, but it's usually filtered. It sounds like, well, I didn't want to hurt you. I was trying to protect you. It wasn't that serious. And that feels like honesty, but it comes across as more deception. After infidelity, especially, it should be this way at all times in a relationship. But honesty is not about being nice. It's about restoring reality. The pain isn't just what happened. It's the fact that you made their entire version of reality feel so wrong. So every time that there is a half-truth or a softened version of the story or an unwillingness to be real about what happened, it just feels like it's still happening. And so a lot of couples go the other way. They try to avoid conflict instead of getting good at repair. They think that if there's fewer fights, less triggering each other, smoother conversations, then that's what will actually get you to heal. But the real question is, how fast can you repair when things go wrong? Triggers are going to happen. Disagreements are going to happen. Random things can set off a conversation, a name, a place, a late text. You're not trying to build a relationship that has no cracks or no problems. You're trying to build one that can prove that we can handle the cracks. So if every trigger turns into a two-day spiral, it's not necessarily meaning that the relationship is doomed. It just means that you don't know how to repair things. And oftentimes the reason why that repair work is difficult is because one of you is growing and the other isn't. After cheating, one person is usually forced into growth. They're reflecting, feeling, questioning everything, trying to make sense of it, and the other person is sometimes trying. But a lot of the time they're avoiding, minimizing, and just hoping that it blows over soon. So sometimes what happens is the person who got cheated on actually starts going on this personal growth journey and the other person isn't joining them. And they sort of just drift apart because one of them is willing to face the reality of what's happened. The other one is still avoiding it. Another super common problem is that couples try to fix everything instead of leaving any space for something new to grow. So couples can go into overdrive because both of them really want to make things work. So they're talking constantly. They're checking in all the time. They're trying to fix it 24/7. And this feels like the right thing. Like this feels like what you're supposed to do. But over time, it leaves no space for curiosity or individuality or even attraction. Because now the relationship is just 24/7 centered around the problem. There's no space for love. There's no separation for individuality. And there's no identity outside of this. And without that, it just starts to feel heavy, suffocating, flat. You don't rebuild connection by just staring at the wound all day. You rebuild connection by doing the types of things that led to you falling in love in the first place. Part of what can make this also difficult is if you don't actually agree on what matters. You can love each other, you can want it to work, you can both be trying, but if you don't have the same definitions of honesty, loyalty, integrity, trust, then you're building on completely different foundations. And that is often why there can be these repeated misunderstandings, feeling like the other person just isn't listening, when really you're just operating off different definitions. So all of the standard advice of communicating better, being more honest, being transparent, even some of the things I've shared in this, they sound good, but if it stays at the surface, then you're never going to get to true healing for yourself or for the relationship, because the underlying patterns are often unaddressed. The people pleasing, the avoidance, the need for validation, the fear of conflict, the inability to trust yourself, whatever it is, it didn't start with the cheating. The cheating exposed these things. And that doesn't mean that the cheating had to happen, obviously. But to be able to fix things, you have to fix the things that led to it in the first place. And this healing is often a lot more individual than people are comfortable with. They want to put the burden on the other person completely, or they want to put the burden on themselves and their partner jointly. And obviously that's technically correct, but as far as what you are actually in control of, focusing on your own individual healing is the most productive thing that you can do. What dynamics existed within your own psyche, within your own heart, within your own mind that led to this? You might be thinking as the betrayed spouse, like, how could I have changed anything? How could I have contributed anything? Oftentimes, this isn't every case, but oftentimes there were simple things that you did see that you knew were off that you just didn't want to address. That often reflects people pleasing or not trusting yourself or not being confident in yourself or avoiding conflict because you saw some of the unhealthy ways they were starting to flirt or do this or that, and you didn't have whatever it was that you needed to address it head on at the time. So once you get to the root, whatever that truly is for you, and you resolve that, everything else becomes so much more natural. Honesty becomes easier. Trust can start to rebuild. Triggers calm down. And the relationship doesn't have to feel like work 24/7. So if you feel like you've tried everything and are still stuck, it's a couple of different reasons why. One of you genuinely isn't trying. Or two, you're trying really hard, but you're focused on the wrong areas. So take some time after listening to this to really think through where have we been focusing, and more importantly, where have we not been? It's very likely that the area that you've not been focusing on has the key to moving forward.